Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's very special Success Team call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. It is, in fact, Monday, April 8th, 2019, as we are in the wake and the momentum coming out of Legal Shield's International Convention in Dallas, Texas. We have a loaded up call for you this evening. You're going to be hearing from some of the top leaders, core associates, people that have been attending these incredible Super Saturday events coming out of Dallas. As we all know, over these next 2 weeks, waves of Super Saturday events across North America, and we're going to be hearing from some folks that attended some of those in just a few moments. So have a pen and paper ready for that. I have a couple of announcements for you, very important, as we are in an incredibly exciting transition period here. As many of you may have already noticed, the integration of our incredible B2B support and training system coming into the Success Team site. If you do not yet have an associate account on Success Team site, just let me remind you to do that this evening. Go to successteamworld.com and create your associate account. Make sure you list your associate number when you create your account. Also, we have a brand new text alert system. And I want to just take a moment because I'm going to have everybody write this down. And then after the call, I want you to all sign up for the free text alert service. I want you to imagine as you're building out your international, global sales force, I want you to think about this. When we come together for our very special support and training calls, when we communicate with the field with time-sensitive information throughout the month, when we need to let you know what's so important for you to know, and the moments count, I want you to think you can look at your phone and get an instant text alert from the leaders of Success Team. But all more importantly, your entire organization can get that same text alert. So ladies and gentlemen, make sure you subscribe to text alerts by sending a text to the number 81010. And what you want to send is the at sign at STW now, STWNOW, and again, that's 81010. Get your team on the text alerts. Also, I want to remind everybody that our phone number is changing for this call, for all of our team support calls. I'm going to give you the phone number here in just a moment, but we posted it on the Facebook page. It will be in the email that goes out to remind you of this call before next week's call. It'll be on that text alert service that you're joining today, you and your whole team. The new phone number is 605-313-5164. Now, you're going to use the same PIN number you used to log in live this evening, but the phone number will change, and it will be 605-313-5164. Folks, we have incredible information for you this evening. I want to just give you a glimpse of what's coming by mentioning to you that we have a very important webinar this Friday morning at 10 a.m. Central. We're going to get you more details about that, but we're going to have a very special webinar as we're talking about the incredible growth and expansion, again, globally, of the Success Team. Before we go any further with our call this evening, though, I want to take the call to Cookeville, Tennessee, to our team leader, to the founder of the Success Team, Platinum World Council member, $700,000 ring earner, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner, and congratulations to everyone plugging in on the call tonight. Wow, this is an exciting time. In my 24 and a half years, I started saying 25, but someone corrected me, it's just 24 and a half. But in my 24 and a half years, I've never been more excited than I am right now. We are definitely going through a transition, but our goal in this transition is to simplify and to streamline and to make your business more duplicatable. That's how you earn the big money, if you have a simple, duplicatable system. The people that you're recruiting need to be able to say, can I do what he just did or can I do what she just did? And if they feel they can do what you just did because it was simple and duplicatable, that's what grows a big organization. That's how you get tens of thousands of associates in your team. But we do have massive momentum. Our recruiting is up 28%. I mean, we're just on the 8th of April, and we're up 28% over where we were last month. So we know we've got some great momentum coming out of Dallas. I think as everyone gets positioned well and familiar with the new system, it's so important to get plugged in and get your team plugged in right now. Make sure they're on the new text alerts, aware of the new phone numbers for next Monday's calls, and also just familiar with the new team site. And you're going to see us continue to add resources and development to that site to help you grow your business. I'm super excited about that. On the business solutions call this morning, I spoke about being at the top of your game. And one of the things I spoke about was really having a goal to be at the executive director level. And then, of course, the next step is to help others become executive director in your team. But you can't lift others to executive director if you're not an executive director. There's some people that say, well, I want to be a platinum. Well, you're not even an executive director. You got to start there, and you got to start to get to executive director by being a senior director. That's halfway to executive. It's good to have big goals, but it doesn't do any good to have a goal of platinum if you're not doing the activity and the activity required to be a senior director. So the top three positions, senior director, which now requires $700 in organization premium. I just want to make sure you understand it's less than 15 plans. I mean, it's 14 plans. 14 $49.90 plans sold anywhere in your organization, and you're a senior director. As long as you've hit the director level, then you'd go to the senior director level. That's a monthly qualifier. 14 plans. Now, do they all have to be combo plans? Well, if you're only going to do 14, yeah, they all have to be $49.90 plans. But you can have a mixture of all different types of plans, which is obviously what you'll have. You'll have some individual combos. You'll have some $24.95s. You'll have some $9.95s. You'll have some upgrades to the trial defense plan or the gun owner's plan, but all that together totaling $700 in new premium a month will put you at that senior director level. I hope that's a minimum goal for everyone. I mean, I just here's what I always talk about on this. You have unlimited resources. You can recruit anywhere or anyone in North America. I see people struggling and they say, well, I'm just not getting it done. Well, go recruit more people. Hundreds of millions of people in the U.S. that are not part of Legal Shield. So all you got to do is go recruit you a few thousand of those in your team, and you'll have no problem hitting senior director. But it's that simple. You just have to understand there's people looking, there's people praying, there's people begging for exactly what we offer. They would die if they knew we paid a 12-month advance commission. I mean, they would die if they saw the bonuses and incentives that your company's offering, and yet they just simply don't know about it because we have failed to tell them about the greatest opportunity that exists, our Legal Shield business. So I challenge you to, you know, that's a good goal, a minimum goal this month, senior director, to open the vault for all the bonus dollars that Legal Shield announced in Dallas. The next step, executive director. We need more executive directors in the success team. If you're within the sound of my voice, I challenge you to become an executive director. I've been an executive director every single month since I started in the business 24 and a half years ago. You can become an executive director. I did it without the internet. I did it without ID Shield. I did it without a conference call. We had no conference calls when I started. We had no websites. The internet didn't exist. But I just am sharing that. I mean, and it was 75 sales. I wrote 75 sales every single month and never missed a month, not one month ever, for 4.5 years. And then I had built a team that was producing the required sales. So it's $1,400 in premium. And that's, Jim and I were talking today, that's 28 memberships, combo memberships. It's never been easier to become an executive director. They went from 75 sales to 50 sales and now to $1,400 in revenue. What is 1,400? 20, you could write this down, 28 times $49.90, round that up to $50. So 28 times 50 equals 1,400. So 28 member combo family plans a month anywhere in your organization, and the size of your organization is simply up to you. You can have a tiny organization or you can have a massive big organization. That's totally up to you. If you recruit a lot of people and teach them to recruit a lot of people, you'll have a massive organization. But if you get 28 combo family plans sold a month in your team, you're an executive director. So again, from 75 to 50, which when they went to 50, I was like, you got to be kidding. That's easy. To 28 combo memberships. Now, again, same thing. Will they all be combo? No. There'll be other plans sold, but 28 combo family plans will do it. And $1,400 is the new mark. And I've caught myself, and I know you have too, I've said, well, get to senior, that's 25 sales, or get to executive director, that's 50 sales. You know, we just are 8 days into that transition. A lot of things transitioning. Well, that's one of them. And I hope, Mike mentioned this on the call this morning, but I hope you're accustomed to change, because I'm sure there's going to be other changes. These are good changes. These are enhancements that will grow your business. I challenge you to set your goals on becoming an executive director, and we're ready and eager and excited to celebrate your success at that level. There's many, many people I met in Dallas that should be producing at that level right now, and I challenge you to get there. Again, congratulations to all those that plugged into their events throughout the country this last weekend. I'm excited to hear their tips and thoughts that they're bringing home, and we have more another round of events happening this Saturday as well. These are exciting events, super motivational, and I was just super proud to see on Facebook all the postings from those different events and the guest speakers that were there, and just again congratulate you on taking action in your business and doing those things necessary to have success. Jim, back to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riches, and I agree. This is the time. This is the moment where we watch the birth and the growth of executive directors in this organization. It's never been a better time than it is right now. We have the final months of the ED for Life program. Everybody listening can qualify for that, earn $15,000 in ED for Life money before it goes away. And there's so many other things I could talk about, and I'm gonna reserve some of that energy, because I want to hear from some of the folks that were on the ground, pens and paper in hand, absorbing, immersing. See, sometimes we say, why live events? You're going to hear from some folks in a moment. Why live events? With all of the technology, we can Zoom, we can Skype, we can FaceTime. Why live? One word, ladies and gentlemen, immersion. And you're going to hear it from folks. You heard people talking about the Dallas International Convention. Let's hear from some folks that attended incredible events this past weekend. First, we're going to go to this great state of Texas, to Mr. Kurt Jones. Kurt, do we have you on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome, man. It's a pleasure to be on. Hey, I just want to say that Super Saturdays are extremely important. If you want to prevent the momentum from going down after coming from something like the Dallas Convention, you need to go to these important Super Saturdays. When you come from such a dynamic and exciting and incredible international convention like that, you leave with such a high. But however, after a while, that high will fade. So the way to keep that high up until the next international convention, which is in Salt Lake City, is to attend these Super Saturdays. I had the wisdom and the pleasure of going to the Super Saturday here in the Arlington, Texas area, and we had a keynote speaker by the name, he was the lead recruiter of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, by the name of Mr. John Bush, from whom I was able to get some great nuggets from. You might have seen a selfie of us on the Success Team page on Facebook. I also met with and heard from success stories from other Legal Shield associates who are doing it and doing it big right here in the Arlington area. People who are just ordinary people doing extraordinary things. I left there encouraged and excited and to continue and to grow my business the same way I left the Dallas International Convention. So I can't express how vitally important it is to attend these Super Saturdays. It's one of the keys to my success and your success in this business. So go to your Legal Shield calendar online and find the next Super Saturday in your area and commit yourself to go, invest in yourself to go, take some pictures, take some selfies, and post them on the success page on Facebook so that we can all know you were there. And so I'm excited. I can't wait for the next one. And I'm going to be going to each Saturday one until we get to our next convention in Salt Lake. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Tanner.
Kurt, thank you so much, man. It was good to see you in Dallas. It's good to see you continuing on and being there in full force at your local event as well. Thanks for being on the call tonight.
Absolutely.
And Kurt Jones was talking about Salt Lake City. All you have to do, if you want the details on Salt Lake City, go to successteamworld.com, log in with your associate account on our team website, and then in the toolbar at the top of the page, which will look very familiar to everybody, click on the calendar icon. You'll see the Salt Lake City event details as well as our two big summer events, our East Coast and West Coast summer events that we're going to be talking more about on the East Coast. The Millennial Leadership Academy at the beginning of June on the West Coast, Team New Vision event in Las Vegas, and Dr. Russo and I will be at both of those events. I know many of you are planning on being at one or the other, and some of you have told me you're going to be at both. So bring your teams forth to all of these incredible events as we all are working our way towards Salt Lake City. Now, we're going to go down to the state of Florida. We're going to hear from one of our dynamite couples that are really rising stars here in the success team. Now, we like to say the Parises, but that's a lot of S's, and I'm not sure how you actually say the plural of Paris. I get, maybe it's geese. I don't know, but we'll go to the Paris family somewhere in Florida, and they will fill us in with the rest of the details.
All right. Paris is good. Just call us anything except for late for dinner, I suppose. It's great to be on the call. We went to our weekly briefing last Wednesday, which is about an hour drive for us. And then Saturday, we went to our Super Saturday, which is down in Orlando, and about a two-hour drive for us. And Mike Amelia was the speaker at the event. And it was a little different. They did it as a social event, which was pretty nice. So what they did is we had it was a cash bar, and then they had passed hors d'oeuvres. So everybody was kind of able to mix and mingle for that first hour, and then the briefing started and then the training after that. And it was a recap of what went on in Dallas. And Mike's just an incredible speaker. And a few of the things that I picked up, the reason that you go to these events, there's two keys to the business, and it's tools, which would be the prospect app and sharing the videos, and it's events. It's tools and events. Those are the two keys to success is what Mike and Steve and Kim have used to build their business to where they're at. And one of the things that he said was from our membership covers from the trivial to the traumatic, you have access to an attorney. And the story that he shared, and this is why it's important, especially when you're new, is because you don't have the stories to share. And you go all the way back to, biblical times. It's like, that's how we communicate. We share stories with one another, and that's how it gets to the core of us, and that's important to have these stories. And you're not going to get them. I mean, you'll get them over time with having your membership and using your membership yourself. But by going to the events, you're going to hear other stories from people. And when you're sharing it with a prospect, you can say one of our members. You don't have to say who it was, but you'll be able to say one of our members was able to do this, or one of our members was had this type of access. And the story that he shared with this, another thing he said, don't wait for a financial decision. Don't wait to make a financial decision in the moment. And the story that he shared was he had a member that was in an accident, and before the officer arrived, she was able to tap the legal access, or the emergency access a button, 9 o'clock at night. And before the officer arrived, she had the attorney on the phone. And because when you get an accident, your emotions are stirred up. You don't exactly know everything that happened, and so her attorney told the officer that she wasn't ready to make a statement. And so instead of her making that statement in the heat of the moment of the accident, she was able to, compose her thoughts and make that statement later on. And without having that access, to an attorney, she probably would have just said, whatever she might have been thinking. And it might have been correct, it might not have been correct at the moment of in when the officer questioned her. So it's important to get those stories from people. And the only place you're going to get it is from going to the events. Another thing I wrote down was qualify the prospect because they're qualifying you. So you kind of want to get to know them and because they're, you know, our judgment, you know, within the 30 seconds or so, we make those judgment calls on people and they're doing the exact same thing with you when you're talking to them. Another thing you said was in order for where they got in their business, it's all about performance club. And if you can't get the performance club, it's kind of hard to lead other people to get there. And he said, you know, really, you know, all you need are good 8 to 10 solid performance qualifiers to get to that $7,500 a month in income. And I thought that was really interesting. Another thing I wrote down, he said, you'll use the many to find the few, and the few will bring the many. That was pretty impactful for me. And one of the last things, one of the last ones is the weekly briefing isn't for information, but it's for confirmation. And I thought that was pretty key because you're going to hear the briefing in a different way. And you know, even though we might know it in and out, you're going to hear key things that are going to clue us in, and we can use that when we're sharing you know, our information with our prospects. And then the last thing was the law of association. And that's really why you want to get to these events, because I mean it's the same as the law of gravity. It's just there. It's the people that you're going to be around are very important to make sure that you're associating with those people. And by going to the live events, that's how, you know, you get that association. So, and with that, I'm going to give it over to my wife here.
Hello, everybody. This is Raynette. Most people know me as James's wife, and it's an honor as well, but really my name is Raynette. Kurt, you're so right about being re-energized. I mean, you can get down and everything, and then as soon as this event comes again, it just re-energizes and picks you up. James and I were both feeling that on Friday, and then Saturday going to the event, we're now re-energized and back into it. But so this Saturday we went to the event, and like James said, it's a 2-hour drive each way for both of us, or each way. So it's 4 hours total in the car. And I've heard a couple people saying that they have a similar drive and that it takes that long to get to their Super Saturdays. Well, use that time. Be in the car together. And instead of playing music or, you know, sitting, listening to whatever on your phone or whatever, you can be using it to build your business and to talk about your goals and your dreams and everything else. And that's what we do with it. We 2 hours there, we talk about it. 2 hours back, we talk about it. And really, that's the longest time that we have to sit down and talk about things. And we do talk about it every day, but having that much time together, we can really get things out and really get things planned. So Mike Amelia gave me a few take-home notes. One essentially is that our job is to show the value. There are quite a few ways to do that, but really it's that simple. Get them to watch the videos, use your tools, and follow up. And most important, don't be pushy. When you're pushy with somebody, in their mind, they withdraw from you and they pull back, and then nothing else gets in. So never be pushy. He also said that when you're ready to build your business, don't think so much about building it, but find leaders. Leaders will get you to where you want to go. He also made sure to let everyone know that it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It takes time for people to get to trust you and for you to figure things out. So I suppose if you know the right people, you get richer quicker. But for the majority of us, it takes time. So be patient and don't quit. He also reminded us it's a simple business, so keep it simple. A lot of people make this so much more complicated than it really is. Keep it simple. Lastly, the connections that we make at almost all these events can be so powerful, and they are to us. We had a chance to meet two gentlemen that have both had hard times with their spouses seeing this business, which we totally understand because James has been in it about 18 or 19 months before I was able to see it and for him to get me aboard too. They both admired our partnership and they were both envious of us working as a team. All I can just say is to people with a spouse or a significant other or someone who's putting you down about doing this and getting into it, get them to a live event. I recommend a Super Saturday or even, you know, an international convention, anything that you can get them to, especially where it might be a speaker that maybe you personally connect with, so that the other person can see you're part of something that's bigger than just yourself. So I'm not saying that'll work for sure, but it'll certainly help them see the bigger picture. Thank you very much.
All right. Shannon, calls back to you. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you both very much. I appreciate that. I love hearing your insight. I love that tip about using that time in the car. I think about every trip and all the anticipation of going to the event, so many events now over all these years, that anticipation as we were on our way, and then to go back with all of the inspiration and information that you come out of those events with, and the planning and the quality and the goals and the dreams that you allow yourself driving away from the event. That in itself is worth the event. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep going. We have a few more folks for you to hear from this evening. Let's now go to somewhere in Ohio or Tennessee or somewhere else, I'm sure she'll tell us. If there ever was an original Lady of Justice, it is the leader you're about to hear from at this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the call Miss Linda Pitt.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Hey, I had the pleasure of going to Super Saturday in Louisville, Kentucky, which was about a four-hour drive for me. And I actually had a brand-new associate who also went. And she's from an hour north of me, so her drive was 5 hours. We couldn't drive together, but we followed each other. The interesting thing was she had just signed on, you know, she's almost at the 20-day mark, and she wrote her first small business plan the night before. And so she got recognized, and I think that was really powerful to, number one, is to be in that event. And, you know, we had at least 100 and some people there, maybe even more, but because we had Darnell South as our keynote speaker. And I just love Darnell. I love his energy. And it was great having my associate there, you know, brand new associate who really kind of focuses on the B2B just to get that wow factor and then that positive energy. And then again, for her, you know, to be recognized, because they do a lot of recognition and for the mad streak, you know, if you write one, you know, you get to stand. So I go, you can stand up, but you was forged, because I get to stand up. I go, you wrote your first plan yesterday. I go, that counts. And I think that's just, we need to really reinforce that, which, by the way, Darnell Self brought up, that we need to celebrate ourselves. And, you know, he said, even to all of us, he says, showing up there, just showing up for a Super Saturday is a win. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in the business. You're brand new. You may be seasoned. You know, you may be up. You may be down. He goes, but we took the time to come out to the event. And it was interesting because he, as Darnell does, he tells all these stories. And you know, what really kind of brought it home was he was talking about how, you know, people, he was going to visit a prospect and for a person, for one of his team members, and his team member could not make the meeting, you know, because he had to do something with his family. And Darnell's like, hey, dude, I'm doing this. What about my family? And, you know, it got me to thinking that sometimes we go above and beyond, and we need to let our team know that, hey, you know, I'm sacrificing my family for you. You know, you need to do some sacrificing as well. And the interesting part, which I found out more about Darnell, is, you know, we've heard the story about him starting in his retail business. But the rest of the story was, you know, I know he makes $1 million a year. I did not realize that he has been paid over $15 million. And when you hear his story from where, you know, he started full-time, and he says he does not recommend that. He recommends that, you know, starting part-time. But, you know, his life was threatened at his retail job, and he quit and started the Legal Shield business full-time. The second thing he said was he's only sold, over his 20-some years in the business, 892 memberships. He said he hasn't even gotten that golden app yet, but he hopes to. And he says, okay, some of you are doing the math. He goes, that's right, it's about 3.4 memberships a month. And I'm sitting there now, you know, I do the group and side of the business, and I have 3,600 apps, and I'm like, man, what I would give to have the 802 and earn $15 million. And I think what it points out is that, you know, he says that, you know, build a big team, and that's what they did. He started it, and then his wife Tracy worked, and then he just went at it, and he gave up things. He gave up his time to really focus and seeing this dream. And you got to think that we've all been there. We've all been brand new where we're starting with our very first app, whether it takes the first day, the first week, the first couple months, you know, but he started in the same place. And he said he's never been a top recruiter, you know, never got that award. He's never, ever even sold the most, you know. He hopes to do that maybe someday. But he says, number one, he goes, we got to have that recruiting mindset, which, you know, took me 10 years to get in my thick skull, but yes, to recruit. So, and he also said, recruit people who are better than you. And I think that I see this in corporate America, where people are afraid to hire people that are smarter than them. But if you look around at any of the successful people, that's exactly what they do. They hire people who have different strengths that fill out their team, and you know they look for that. And I think that was a good one. Also, he said that people with big egos make little money, and because they can't get out of their way, you know, they're too busy talking about themselves instead of talking about how they can help someone else. So, and Jeff Bell talks about having that servant heart too, and that was important. Also, the identifying your why, you know, we talk about that a lot, and how it should motivate you. Stay focused, you know, stay excited. And I agree with Kurt and the Parises that, you know, going to these Super Saturdays, going to your weekly meeting, you know, plugging into the calls to keep us upbeat because, I'm not going to say that. I wish I had a spouse that would be working with me so we could feed off each other, but that's a different story. So, because, you know, I'm sitting here in my little hometown, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to go out and try to recruit some people that are just like me or close to me with this energy so that we can run and run big. He also said, he talked about that, you know, your why can change. You know, it doesn't have to be the same why, and that over time you will have different whys. And then that's where the dream board comes in. And like for me, it's the goal book that I have. And then he also said that, you know, having somebody to hold you accountable. And I am very bad at that. And I know that I need to get that person to hold me accountable. He also said that one of the top five reasons new CEOs don't succeed is that they have no accountability. So I thought that was very interesting. And he talks about that one thing holding us back could be that we're too busy worrying about what people think of us. And then he always has that saying about, you know, not buying into their reality, you know, don't listen to people, don't take advice from somebody who's stuck in a job and hates what they do and not making the money that you want to make, and you know, really hanging out with positive people, and that's you know, who support your decision and your business, and they have to verbally say that they support you, and you know, I mean, sometimes my family, your friends, you know, they may not, you know, they may be your biggest you know, criticizers, and you just have to put the blinders on, and you got to hang out with your other, you know, Harvard management team members or success team members, because I like to say we're all pretty positive and we feed off each other. So is keeping about that. And he also said that one of the hardest things about our business is people's expectations or people not keeping their word. And we see that a lot, especially where, you know, somebody says they're going to show up and they don't, or they say they're going to sign up as a Legal Shield associate and then they don't, you know. And you just can't get distracted. You just have to keep working and, you know, take inventory. You know, I had a person at the Super Regional. Okay, next month I want to have two more people. You know, he talked about the power of just increasing it two by two by two. And he was saying that after a year, he had 4,200 people on his team by the end of 12 months. And I thought that was exciting to hear from him as well. I could go on and on, but I know that my wonderful friends, Adam and Alicia, were there, and that is the other thing I love about my Super Saturday, my regional, is that I get to hang out with our friends, you know, Adam and Alicia and all the other wonderful people from Harvard Risk Management. And I will turn it back to you.
Thank you, Linda, so much. I appreciate you being on the call tonight. And as the texts are coming in, I just want to assure everybody on the call, I will forward your interests as far as dating and marriage directly to Linda as soon as the call is over. Thank you
do
so
not,
much for putting that
not,
out there to everybody.
Do not do that.
Thanks again, Linda Pitt. And we are going to keep rolling along. Even Linda was doing great, and she's trying to take over as host, but I'm not going to allow that. I run a tight ship around here on Monday evenings. We're going to continue on, and we are going to hear from the incredible Thompsons. Let me introduce to the call, who also at the Kentucky Super Saturday event with Darnell Self, $200,000 ring earner, dynamo couple, really kind of the template, if there were to be a template, for exactly how to two-by-two build a servant-based business with Legal Shield is this incredible couple. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the call Adam and Alicia Thompson.
Thanks, Mr. Tanner. I love the introductions you always do. I know every time I feel like I say, I'm going to record those, and, you know, those will be my wonderful wake me up in the mornings is all my the great lead-ins, intros that you've given to me, because it's quite empowering. And for everybody listening, just that you can keep in mind that when you show up at events, you will most likely at some point be asked to speak on a call. And that therefore means that you will get an amazing introduction from someone that you admire and respect. So just look forward to that. So that is a reason number one to be showing up at events. Number two, I would say, kind of piggybacking on what Linda just said, you know, my first thought, not tonight, thankfully, but when I first got started may have been, you know, here Linda was at the event, I was there, Adam was there, and we're all speaking on the same call. Well, probably by the time it gets to me, you know, whatever I might have wanted to say is already going to be taken. But that's the beauty of why we go to these events, because Linda heard what Linda was supposed to hear. I heard what I was supposed to hear, and Adam, when he speaks as well, heard what he was supposed to hear. And yes, I have a bunch of the same notes that Linda has, but that doesn't mean that there's not something that I can share. So if I look on my journey from about a year and a half ago when I started actually with the company, I'd been to a couple events before actually starting with the company. But when I first started, I was listening with new associate and membership ears. I was gleaning information of how to be the best new associate, how to share a membership, how to get a sale, how to get over my fear of talking to people about what I'm doing, and also how to use my membership that I didn't remember in the beginning, all the features and amazing things that I have in my phone accessible to me. And then that started to change as I kept going to events, and I was seeing a clearer vision of the possibility of what's really inside of me and the potential that I can truly reach that I never knew was there in the past. And as I kept going to events, I feel like now I still am seeing the potential that I'm still able to grow in that I never saw myself before filling shoes of this magnitude. But now I'm seeing more the potential and my duty, my responsibility, and how I can be the best leader and sponsor that I can be. And so that is why it's never a one and done. It's you keep going to these events because you're always going to be hearing more things that speak to you and bring you, you know, one or two or 10 steps further, just like in Candyland. And wonderfully, unlike Candyland, you're never getting sent back to the beginning. It's just going to be the repetition feeding into you to move you continually forward, which you can definitely keep moving forward without attending events, but there's just exponential growth that happens when you are at events like this. And one of the astounding things from hearing from Mr. Self this weekend, and I thankfully have been blessed to hear him speak many times, and I heard several stories that he had repeated a couple times. But one of the things that he said when he first started speaking was that what he was going to be training on was building a massive team. And like Linda said, he never got the top recruiter award. He never got the top membership sales award. And that's okay. He has done extremely well at what he does extremely well. And so as I've learned and I've been getting better, and I know I still need to be getting better at the skill of promoting, is whether it's a weekly briefing or it's the Super Saturdays, it's not just, hey, you got to come with me, hear this guy to, you know, prospects or new associates. You know, he's a millionaire, he's great. It becomes more, especially to the new associates, it becomes more, I'm going to hear Darnell Self because I want to master that skill of building a massive team. And so that's what he's going to teach me. Adam and I bought tickets to go see Mr. Michael Dorsey in Columbus, which is a five-hour drive, because he has mastered recruiting and I'm sure many other skills that I don't even know about yet. But the knowledge of the people that you sit in front of and take notes from, that expands your knowledge of who they are and what skills they have achieved and done extremely well. So that, to me, it's not just, oh, we're going to another event or there's another event. It's, I now have the opportunity to be in front of this person and grow this aspect of my business to move this checkerboard piece forward. So as you're promoting, and I definitely recommend to Mr. Self, you know, recommend it to all of us, to get great at promoting. It's his key thing was getting people to events. So he got really great at promoting through reading books, listening to audios. So I am adding books and audios to my repertoire now because I want to get great at promoting. I was shocked when he said he only sold 892 memberships. But that's the beauty of, it's not all on my shoulders. It's not all on Adam's shoulders. And so when you are hearing from the people and these people who have had success, and like Mr. Self said, if you know somebody who's great at getting people to manager, have your team get in front of them. You get in front of them to learn how to get people to manager, because that's two rungs up the ladder. And then they go and learn from the best in the next level. But don't discount people's titles, if you will, in the company. If they're good at something, learn from them. We got to stay after the event, and we sat with a couple of the MVPs, and I was so pleased that we had our biggest team ever at a Super Saturday event, and we all got to sit there and talk to each other, and Mr. Self was right there. We were all in a little space. But I kind of interrupted people who we've become great friends with now, which I'm really thankful for. But I was able to interrupt them while they were waiting for their food to arrive and just say, okay, so after the event, when you do your team circle up, what are you doing during that? Because I didn't know. And so I got my notebook and I wrote down as quickly as possible before their food hit the table, because that's going to be a huge nugget in helping me be a success. So if you're listening to this call and you haven't been to any events, I strongly, the strongest word possible, stronger than strongly, encourage you to get to your events, get to your weekly briefings, especially get to the Super Saturdays, because then that just expands your mind, it expands your vision, it expands your experience. And definitely don't prejudge or discount who you're inviting. I invited my mom to this event, A, because I really, really just respect Mr. Self, and he reminds me of some great friends that we had from years ago based in Connecticut, and I wanted my mom to just experience his energy, his enthusiasm, but to also just be around the positive, uplifting environment that is Legal Shield. And she came, and I was so pleased that she was there. And we've had a couple conversations of, okay, so how does this really work? But that wasn't even my intention. I just wanted her to be around uplifting, wonderful people that I know and love. And so I was just reminded, don't be embarrassed, don't be concerned to invite people, because you don't know what the reasoning is of why they really should be there. And they may not be at this week's event, they may not be at next week's event, but just keep inviting, because you never know. So I guess I'll stop there. I'm going to pass it over to my wonderful husband, who has done an extremely amazing job for the past 5 years in this company. I've been extremely blessed to work with him and inspired as I listen to him talk to our team, talk to new members, and just work hard to make a great life for our family. So I'm excited to hear what he has to say, Mr. Adam Thompson.
Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate everybody being on the call. I'm going to keep this lightning fast. I'm going to go through a couple of bullets that I heard Mr. Darnell Self say. He obviously needs no introduction. In the spirit of March Madness, one of his friends asked him years ago, they said, hey, did you see the game? And what stuck with me most, he said, what game? After he was completely dedicated to his Legal Shield business, and he said, honestly, I never came back to sports. He said, that wasn't where I was in my life, and I've never gotten back there. And from a guy who's earned $15 million, I think that is the right move. One of the things he talked about was leveraging your part-time into full-time. He said, all of a sudden, if you've got 25 agents on your team and they can just give you an hour of Legal Shield time, Legal Shield work per day, all of a sudden you have 25 hours being worked telling the Legal Shield story. That really spoke to me. He also talked about it. It cracked me up, actually. He said, no one gets off easy. He said, if you've got somebody that absolutely thinks what you're doing is one of those things or any of those other things we hear about, right? He said, those are the people you go to and you say, hey, John, listen, you would definitely tell me if something's not for you, right? And the guy's like, of course. He's like, great, check out this video. Let me know what you like best. One of those deals. So no one gets to be not interested in his book, he says. He also talked about how we need to maybe not dumb it down, but just simplify this business. He said a person from Cameroon, as in a country that I don't even know where it is on a map. I think it's Africa, but that's almost all I'm going to say about that. He said a guy from Cameroon was taught two words of English and was a successful Legal Shield associate. The words that he was taught were watch video. I think it was DVD, but back in the day, right? So he was taught the English words of watch video, and that's it. He literally couldn't answer questions. He couldn't, you know, he had to use third party. He had no choice whatsoever. That really stuck with me. Another thing that he taught us that day at the Super Saturday, which I can't stress enough, obviously you've heard it on this call, you just have to get to these events. If you're going to be a core associate, if you're going to do this job right, one of the 10 things you've got to do is go to every Super Saturday. I always remember Mike Melia talking about, he told his kids, his daughters and whatnot, if you're going to have a wedding, if you're going to get married, blah, 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 check with dad first, because if it's on a Super Saturday, I won't be able to be there. And he was deadly serious. So one of the things Darnell talked about was partnering up. Call it 50-50 split, call it business solutions, call it whatever. He said, if you've had some success in this business, Alicia and I were blessed a year ago to have a wonderful, wonderful month of May. So it would sound something like this. I could call new people, new prospects, new what have you, new referrals, and say, hey, last May we made over $34,000. Just wanted to know if you wanted to partner up this May and do some splits with us, right? That's how much volume, how much does that speak to getting referrals? Another thing he taught us was just to pique interest. Someone like myself who loves to hear himself talk and super long-winded and blah, 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 right? In the Legal Shield business, we need to let the third party do the work for us. Make people say, well, I can do that, right? The old business, for those new folks on the call, the old Legal Shield business involved, as an almost 50-year-old company, it involved a VHS tape. Google it, millennials, right? It's called a VCR. Listen, the old Legal Shield training module was two words again, power play. Take the VHS or VCR tape into a living room, push power on the machine, and then push play. And I'm totally serious. It literally can be nowadays. It's even easier. As Mark said at the beginning of the call, he didn't even have the internet back then. He didn't have the videos, the links. So we are blessed to have it so much easier now. But it can be and should be very, very simple. And as I finish up, Darnell taught us to watch our associations. You don't have to cut everyone off. If your kids, your parents, your mom, your dad, the person you sleep next to at night doesn't absolutely love the Legal Shield business, you don't have to cut them out. But Jim Rohn taught us we become an average of the five people we spend the most time around, and we should only be surrounded by those who support our Legal Shield business. They don't have to be in it. They don't have to be a member. They don't have to be an associate. But if they're telling you that, oh, that's just one of those things, you need to go get a real job, you need to limit that. Mark Rich has taught us years ago, he said, some people were allowed to only be around for seconds. Others, we can only afford to be around them for just a few minutes. And there are even people we can stand to be around for a couple of hours. And God forbid we find some friends, some confidants that we want to spend weekends or days or weeks or even months with, right? Find those great people. But really watch your associations. You become an average of the five people you spend the most time around. Darnell at the end said, I want you to drip on people, but don't wait on people. You know, Alicia covered this. She said, get the folks to the events. And the last thing I want to leave you with, Darnell taught us how he put 4,200 associates on his team in 12 months. And it went something like this. Be fanatical about doubling the team size at every Super Saturday. That, he said, should be our scorecard. We should use the Super Saturdays and the subsequent number of people we have, you know, associates that we have on our team at each Super Saturday as a scorecard to see how we did in the last 30 days. If it's just Linda and her new associate, that's amazing. But Linda should have, based on Darnell's stuff, Alicia and I should have, based on Darnell's teachings, a twice the amount, a doubling of associates at every Super Saturday. Two becomes four, you know, the penny becomes the millions, right? Two becomes four, then eight, 16, 32, 64. And early on, you're like, this isn't working. But when it goes to 128, 256, 512, you're beyond excited. Then 1,000 becomes 2,000. And by 12 months, you're looking at 4,000 agents. Clearly, it doesn't always work that way. But on this very call, I took a note from James Paris himself, the Mike Delia, that said, let me check my notes here. The Mike Nelia that said, go through many to find the few, and then the few will find the many. Thank you, James Parrish. Thank you, Mike Nelia. That was the biggest nugget I took away from this call, this very call right here tonight. And it wonderfully marries with what Darnell said. It's not always going to be that perfect geometric progression, but there are going to be some people that explode your business. Say it with me. Say it together. We are one person away from an explosion in our business. With that, I'll give it back to you, Mr. Tanner. Thanks so much.
Adam, thank you so much. Thanks to all of our speakers on the call this evening. I just want to end with a few comments about all of our speakers this evening, because I understand, this call is just packed with people. So I've got the panel up. I see you all. I know who a lot of you are, and a lot of the names I don't know, and welcome to all of you, because we are growing quickly, so there's a lot of folks, this is your first call. But let me just speak to the general associate base on the team here for just a moment as we close up the call. You heard from these great men and women this evening, folks at different levels in their business, but rising up in their business, each and every one of them. Taking nuggets and clues and trainings and inspiration from the events that they were each at, making it part of who they will be in the future, I just want to point out to you that when you're in an event, if you're at a Super Saturday event or you're at our international convention and you say to yourself, how do I recruit a Darnell Self? I mean, he's such an eloquent speaker and presenter. He's so professional. He knows what to do. How do you recruit a Brian Carruthers? Wouldn't it be amazing to have on your team? And Linda Pitt and Adam and Alicia Thompson, the Parises, Kurt Jones. You just say to yourself, how does this happen? And could it possibly ever happen for me? Maybe you've already said those words to yourself in the past. I want to remind you of something you probably in your heart already know. But let's just say it out loud and acknowledge it. They don't drop Darnell Self from the sky or Brian Carruthers. The smooth presenters, the amazing speakers, these incredible professionals do not just appear out of thin air. They are honed and crafted and built by these very events. See, they are you, and you are them. And they, as you stand there in awe of all they've accomplished, do not forget, and as you heard this evening, that they are the sum accumulation of every weekly briefing, every Super Saturday, every international convention, every sit-down, every phone call, ads and ads, every book, every audio, every choice to be educated in the car instead of entertained, every association they choose to be enlightened instead of drawn down. The sum total of all of that is them. And because that is who they are, it is possible that that is who you are. So as you endeavor out for the rest of your week, I hope you will consult LegalShieldCalendar.com, because the events are not a distraction from your business. The weekly briefings, the Super Saturdays, the conventions are not a distraction. They're not a vacation from what we do. They are what we do. They allow us to become who we will be. They allow us to build internationally, because everybody you heard from this evening was in somebody's team, and everyone you heard from this evening was inspired and trained by a leader. That means that you and I, all of us, can build an incredible team of people that are learning and gathering skills and information and inspiration from the very best in this company. A company, by the way, that was not started in the last 6 months or 6 years, but a company that has stood the test of time for decades, has crafted and honed incredible leaders. They are the diamonds where once they were coal. And you and I are a part of this incredible Legal Shield story. Take out your calendars. Book your briefings. Bring a guest. Bring someone you care about. Bring the people that need to see the whole story. Plug in for yourself and for your business. This is not just another day. This is not just another spring at Legal Shield. This is the spring. We are coming out of the Dallas International Convention like no other event in our company's history, with momentum we've never had before. You've seen it on Facebook and other social media sites. People are telling it to you. You've experienced it yourself in the last weekend. Where there was tens, there are now hundreds of people, guests and associates. Where there are rooms that we could fit in comfortably, we are pushed together. The word is out. The secret is out. Legal Shield is in momentum. We are growing. The membership base and the associate base is growing. We want that experience to be something that you participate in, not just simply cheer on. This is your business. Will you participate in it actively and professionally and expertly by attending your events? Thank you so much to all of our speakers and Mr. Mark Riches for joining us on the call this evening. And remember, this Friday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time, join Mark Riches and myself for a very special transition webinar, recruiting focused, so that we can help you to understand exactly how Success Team, the tools and systems within, will help to affect you and grow your business. Thank you and good night.